This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
But any politician that promises you that is actually an asset for most companies, it's one of the most important investment pools of all time. And that's why even going back to affirmative action, and it's already happening in some cases, but even with this ruling, we're going to see a lot more white citizens attend HBCUs at scale over the next 20 years as well. They have to keep that college student loan bubble afloat, because if not, if it bursts, it would be one of the biggest crashes in the history of the United States of America. So I know it was a great promise. It was a great campaign point, but no president will ever be able at scale to be will be allowed to forgive student loan. And I wish that it was. I think we have to have a completely different conversation around if college at this price is worth the investment. Because college was not always this expensive. Going back to that investor cap table, if you will, like if you graduate from undergrad, what is the multiple that you're getting on the degree? A lot of times people will blame it on the student and say, hey, well, they're not picking the right major. I know business majors that are coming out in undergrad and they're $160,000 in debt. Then you want them to go get an MBA and not have any great prospects. Like a lot of things in the country need to change, but the reason why the pricing of school keeps going up because it's one of the few monopolies that still exist, that they have legislative power already in place to make sure that those rules don't change, so that that tranche of money does not get messed with and that liquidity pool for them does not dry up. So
And what do you think the immediate economic impact is going to be? Right, October.
Let's talk about it. They have to start paying.
That's what I said. I won't go there.
The facts of it.
So the facts is like October, people are going to have to start paying for the first time since 2020.
It was frozen.
Frozen, and we talked about that, and we talked about, you know, payments are frozen, but if you do pay, it is going to go directly to your principal. Some people did take advantage of that. I know a lot of people were like, I'm not paying anything until I hear a decision. Well, now we've heard a decision, mm-hmm. and people are going to have to start paying. And people that are coming from out of an economic crisis, like the pandemic was, you know, you didn't factor in paying back student loan, yeah. right? And there's people who have graduated since that. There's been 2 graduating classes since that. And we know from graduating, 6 months after you graduate, that student loan bill is coming. Yep. And a lot of people haven't factored that in into their income, their discretionary income. And so now what role does that play? Can people not invest? And what things are happening? So one of the things that President Biden has said is that he's putting plans in, right? He saw that it got rejected, but he's putting plans in. One of the things that he announced is that there's going to be a 1-year on-ramp for loan repayments, during which borrowers who miss payments won't be reported to the credit bureaus, placed in default, or referred to debt collection agencies. So that's a 1-year thing that he's putting in place. They're estimating this is going to be over a $200 million loss in the first few months of repayment. $200 billion loss in the first few months of the repayment starting because of people not allocating money for this type of repayment. What's your thoughts on the economic impact that the restart is going to have?
It's going to have a huge impact. Two things, like you can't blame the end user or the person who got the loan because they were promised a bill of goods that is not being delivered to them on the back end. If we're going to be really honest, when they keep saying its job market is stronger than ever, I keep saying where? Talk to people at Meta, talk to people at Google, you guys talk to people. I'm not seeing a proliferation of a jobs from 125 to 300,000 becoming readily available. It is not there. This 3-card Monty game that they're playing with a job report is a con. There are no quality jobs. Like, okay, put in chat, yes, if you feel that there are quality jobs in the United States of America right now, or no.
Right. And even when you say quality, and that's why when you look at the job report, it's really important to see when they say that the jobs are increasing or it beat estimates, look at where the jobs are. If you look at the number one place, usually it's hospitality. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about careers that are paying 150 to three, how many of those jobs are being created?
Not many. Also, I mean, I talked about this earlier. The median 401k balance is $27,000. Credit card debt is at an all-time high amongst consumers of all races and all classes. Balances are being held longer than ever. It is showing that our economy is a lot softer or weaker. So why, and this is the main reason why they won't announce if we are in recession, because if we actually say United States, we're in a recession, everyone's going to say to hell with the payments, because they know from the last recession, if I'm in debt, what good does it do me to pay you $500, $700, $1,000 a month, and it's not going to make a dent in the actual principal? Right. The average car payment now is like $790.
It's crazy.
This is insane. Crazy. If this was a business model, everything about America right now as a business model would be broken and upside down. It would be like Lucid Motors or something like in 2020. Hertz. Like, it is upside down and no one wants to say anything. Also, too, the timing of it, when this was being announced, it was during like an election period. So, of course, you can't say, well, no, you're going to have to pay your student loans. Like, politicians are going to lie. Like, the politicians normally are the guy that says whatever they need to get what they need for that one night. Normally, the unfortunate part with these politicians, you have to live with them for 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did, to his credit, to Joe Biden's credit. I'm a registered independent, by the way. So I don't have any allegiance to any political party. But to Joe Biden's credit, I think he tried to get it through. And the court knocked it down. They had it up and running for a few years. I think it would have been in his interest to actually make sure that it was permanent, because that would have definitely helped him on the re-election if he wants to run for president again.
Yeah.
But this goes back to the court.
So Supreme Court Roberts is one of the main reasons that it didn't go through. And the reason, when you looked at the you know, some of the facts that they were saying why they didn't pass it was because the impact that it was going to have on the state of Missouri. So most of the people who have student loans, if you ever seen Mohilo, you know that's one of the student loan repayment centers. The economic impact that it was going to have on them for the long term would have hindered the state GDP of Missouri.
And, Missouri? Show me state?
Yeah.
Because that's where the loan center is?
Yes.
People's going to lose jobs?
They're going to lose money because they're going to, if you forgive, let's say you forgive $200 billion. Think about what that does to the economy of that state.
But what about the economy for millions of people that have that can't afford their student
this is
loans?
So this is what I'm saying. Like when you look into it, it's like, yo, damn. That
most
was
people never think long term.
Yeah. But no, most people not even thinking like Missouri was the reason. And this is one of the things that they're saying in the court. And their argument was like, it actually is going to bring more business, right? Because there's over the past 2 to 3 years, a lot of businesses that relied on student loan repayment, like Mohilo is not the only one. They've had to go out of business because there was no repayments. The fact that Mohilo is still in business tells you like, yo, they can now run a monopoly because they're the last one standing or one of the few standing. Yeah. So now all business goes to them. I mean, these are the type of things that nobody talks about that are happening. Another thing that Biden is trying to do as well, on top of having that 1 year not reporting to the credit bureaus, is that they're lowering the income base. So income base used to be 10% of your discretionary income. They're cutting that down to 5%, which means obviously the more you make, if you're paying 5% as opposed to 10, there's some cash available to yourself. So that's another one of those things that they're trying to do. Hopefully something gets passed. I have student loan. I was sitting here like, hey, let's see what happens. But, you know, I'll do my everyday citizen thing and try to do the right thing when it comes to this.
I mean, it comes down, I don't know about the Missouri thing. I think that might just be it comes down to money. It comes down to money. I don't care if it's New York City, Missouri, Alaska, Hawaii. There's billions of dollars that would have been lost if these loans were forgiven. Mm-hmm. So this is banks and institutions,
hedge funds and pension funds,
everybody that's putting pressure on the politicians, on the judges, everything. Like, look, if you do this, we're going to lose billions of dollars. Common sense. Nobody wants to lose billions of dollars. Yeah. When billions of dollars are on the line,
that's the common sense.
Things get moved.
But when they have to report, they got to find a reason.
Yeah. Well, you could say anything.
Yeah. This is like, literally, this is what they're saying.
Yeah,
whatever. And who knows how much money they were making on the float of those billions as well. It's so much stuff going on, like on the municipality side too. If any kind of inducements were given out, or let's say, I don't know if this is true, but like say hypothetically, if they're making 3 to 5% off of it per year, and that's keeping another fund up, like you can't just have that money leave a pool and then all of a sudden like those disbursements are not going anywhere. If anyone thinks that billions of dollars is coming into an organization and they'll just put it in the 0% interest account somewhere, it's not fucking happening. It's not happening at Spotify, it's not happening at Netflix, Rumble, nowhere.
Rumble.
Because if so, you think the ESPN layoffs were a lot. Let that student loan forgiveness had happened. It would have been a list of the top two complex, make that list of who would have got laid off.
Y'all want to make a list.
The top 20 list.
Yo, all these lists about the best hip hop group and the best rapper and the best producer and the best break dancer. Make that list. Start with the top culture vulture list and then work your way down.
Can we start with the Black Vultures? I still want to do the Villains and Vultures tour.
The Villains and Vultures tour. Hit the like button and share.
Shout out to Adam22. I would never. But shout out to Russell King.
It's like Boogie Nights Part 2.
Boy.
It's all fun and games when it's in a movie until it's your real life.
Listen. Aiden Investing has considered that's a credit default swap for real. That's a different kind of swap.
The default swap of a lifetime.
Anyway.
Better man than me.
Boy.
Wow.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
T-Mobile Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans. Like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.